Welcome to Viewpoints. Viewpoints are the opinions, thoughts, commentary, or distinct perspective of our listeners.
Hello, this is Janet Schenck, and this is my point of view. I am an Oscoda resident who has been an election inspector for 19 years. I would like to share what I have learned in those 19 years. Conducting elections is probably the most important duty of a city or township clerk. First of all, every election inspector must attend classes conducted by the Iosco County Clerk after these clerks have been trained by the state of Michigan. After attending these classes, election inspectors are issued certificate of completion. These certificates have an expiration date. If you did not attend classes, you are no longer certified and cannot work any further elections. On election day, all poll workers take an oath to conduct the election according to the laws of the state of Michigan. The tabulator machine that accepts and counts all ballots is checked first by the township clerk. Then seals are applied where necessary. When the poll workers arrive at 6:15 a.m., one of the first tasks is to make certain that all numbers on the tabulator are set at zero. All seals are checked and the numbers are properly recorded. Throughout the day, three numbers are kept track of. The voters are in numerical order in the e-poll book, now a laptop computer. The applications to vote and the ballots counted by the tabulator. At the end of the day, these numbers must match. There is protocol to be followed for every situation that may arise. Every unusual problem or question with any voter is taken care of in a professional and proper manner. When the polls close at 8 p.m., hours of work are still to be done by the poll workers. After making sure the totals mentioned previously all match, all paperwork and reports from the computer are sorted and put into special envelopes. All of this work is checked, double-checked, and checked again. The precinct workers must sign several times that all work has been completed correctly. They must also pledge to be available for the entire week should questions arise. Finally, all envelopes and ballot containers are securely sealed, signed, and witnessed by two workers. One must be from each of the two major political parties. As you have learned, there is a great deal of work to be done before, during, and after the polls close on election day. Citizens, please feel confident that our election process in the state of Michigan is safe and secure. Feel free to train with us and join us as election inspectors. I'm Janet Schenck from Oscoda, and that's my point of view.
Viewpoints is the particular way our listeners see the world. If you have an opposing viewpoint, contact the Public Affairs Department at Carroll Broadcasting, WKJC at WKJC.com, announcer at WIOS.com, or 989-362-3417.